Punching the time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with J&J. Yeah, Jimmy and Jill.
Happy Thursday.
Yeah, hey, we got to be careful what we say today because there's a lot of producers from Beckham County and Roger Mills. They just got out of that producers meeting. They're probably listening.
The one with all the acronyms. Is that the one? Yeah. One where I had to read all the acronyms off. Yeah.
I didn't know Roger Mills was going to be there. I pulled in, when I walked in there, I only got to stay for about 40 minutes. When I walked in there, there was a line for the Beckham County guys and ladies and the Roger Mills guys and ladies.
Very nice.
And there was a lot of people there. It was standing. People were standing. There wasn't an empty chair in the house that I could see. Seeing a lot of guys that I know and seeing a lot of guys that I shouldn't know. The ones I shouldn't know was up the front table on the right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. I didn't see your dad there. I know you said he was there.
I think he was there.
Yeah. Anyway, cool. All right, let's check it out. Hey, what day is it? It is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Cap Hour, brought to you by
the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau.
Yay.
I got it. I got my hat today.
I know. I'm wearing a hat. They're getting twice as much advertising for the same price.
Yep.
All right. Let's check out the temperatures. The northern has moved in a little bit. Up there in the panhandle around Beaver and Slapout, 50 degrees. The May Ranch is 48. Helena, home of the famous Kip Hungerford. Friend of mine up there, 51 degrees. Anyway, 54 degrees at Camargo, 53 at Arnett, 65 at Hollis, capital of Harmon County, 70 degrees at Tipton, 64 degrees at Medicine Park, and out here in the Texas Panhandle, 71 at Odell. You know where that's at?
Down by Altos.
Yeah. 68 at Childress, 66 at Wellington, 59 at McLean, 57 at Miami, Lipscomb, 52, and 52 at Palador Reservoir. Okay, we got lots to do today. Sorry, we do. We got gas coming in.
We do.
Mr. Brent Metter and Mr. Jason Redd will be in here in the third segment to talk about what's coming up in Elk City here pretty quick, a bull sale. And speaking of bull sales, we have the news, Penny News is out. Better go get your copy while you can. Is the bull, Jimmy's bull and female calendar grew by one, which is pretty cool.
That is good.
C&G Cattle Company, it's their first bull and female production sale. Coming up April 1st at 12:30 at the Blackjack's Farm sale facility. And guess where? Seminole, Oklahoma. Selling 161 head, 40 yearling registered Angus bulls, 15 18-month-old registered Angus bulls, 5 18-month-old commercial Angus bulls, 8 2-year-old Charley bulls, 3 2-year-old Sim Angus bulls, 20 open registered Angus heifers, 10 fall bred registered Angus heifers, 5 spring calving registered Angus heifers, 50 open commercial yearling Angus heifers. It's a big sale.
Where is Seminole?
Seminole is down in, it's got to be East I-35. Google it real quick. I've been to it
Seminole?
Once. It's in
South. I don't think I've ever heard of that up until this point.
It's East Oklahoma City. Anyway, C&G Cattle Company. You can get a hold of them at, they got an email at Cantrell. I can't read that. My bad. I got a smear on mine from doing something. Anyway, pick up your Penny News. And it's on the front page. You can't miss that. Where is that?
Seminole.
What? Okay. What part of the state? Zooming out.
Well, it's a 4-hour-and-50 drive from here, so it's quite a ways from here.
Screen it out. Where's it close to?
Let's go. Well, keep going. Oh, Wait. Wrong Seminole. Apparently, there's a Seminole in Texas, too. Seminole, Oklahoma.
Okay. Where's it at?
It's a 2.5 hour. It's east of Oklahoma City a little ways. Kind of over by Shawnee.
Oh, there we go. All right. So it's just east of the city. I knew it was over in there somewhere. I just couldn't quite remember it anyway. Okay, let's see what's happening with the markets right now. Corn, May, 629. July, 609. September's 558. Everything's in the red and on the grain part. Soybean, May, 1424. Soybeans for July, 1402. August, 1355. Soybeans have been taking a hit for a few weeks now. It used to be above 15. Now it's getting close to the $14 mark. Soybean meal taking a big hit too. May is 440.20 a short ton, 436 even for July, 427.40 for August. Soybean oil for May, 52.33, July 52.51, and August 52.28. Hard red winter wheat is actually in the green. I didn't have it rolled all the way up. May 8.15, July 8.02, oats for May 3.66, July 3.61. Cotton is creeping back up. May at 78 cents a pound, July is at 78 cents a pound, almost 79. Live cattle for April 162.02, July 155.67, August 155.72, and October 160.12. How about that? West Texas intermediate oil crude is up about 17 cents to 71.07 today for May. Natural gas is up a hair too at $2.18. So anyway, everything's getting after it. And it's also, what I say you was, it's water, what water day is it?
National Water World Day. World Water Day.
That's it. World Water Day. Anyway, farmers and ranchers and forest landowners recognize water is our most precious resource. And
yes,
it is.
It is.
Find out how you can conserve water on your land through the soil health practices and how the NRCS is helping producers do more with less water. Matter of fact, one of the first people that was up this morning at the producers meeting at Sayre, she was talking about the water gadgets, these gizmos, for irrigation for cotton and stuff, so you can don't overwater your cotton or don't underwater your cotton.
That's pretty cool.
I think they tested that out last year, and I'm not sure.
That's pretty cool.
What's going on? Well, let's take a break, an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, and when we come back, we'll talk about cattle.
And we have a question.
Yes. Oh, let's do the question now before we take a break.
You're going to do the question?
Okay. Yeah. Let me get my paper.
What kind of tickets are we giving away?
Anyway, we are going to give away one set of tickets right now for the Shenandoah and Billy Dean concert at Sugar Creek Casino this Saturday at 8 o'clock. And we gave a couple away yesterday. I gave a couple sets away on metric dozen eggs. And I was surprised. I know a lot of people use Google, but they wouldn't give me the answer I was wanting to see. So what's your question?
Well, I'm going to pick text line number 5. We'll go with 5 today.
580-225-9697 is the text line.
And send in your name, because we always forget that. Send in your name when you text it.
Yep.
Your question is, what is the gestation period of a goat?
What kind of goat?
I don't know. Just a goat.
Okay.
I think goats are goats.
Billy or Nanny?
Ha ha ha.
All right. Oh.
Yes. What is the gestation period of a goat? I'm texting it 580-225-9697.
Which one? Number?
5.
5? Okay, cool.
Cinco.
Yep. We'll be right back after this Oklahoma Farm Bureau break.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers. It's heavier steel. They're built better. They're tough. They've got rubber flooring, every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer. They're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frame. Their tires come 18 ply. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246. 303-4246.
Good afternoon, great stewards of the land. This is your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, March 20th. I'm Drew Cobb. 1,135 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 310 brought 279. At 486 brought 240. 8 at 658 brought 215. 3 at 653 brought 213. 30 at 725 brought 196. 8 at 898 brought 175. 4 at 903 brought 174. 3 head of heifers at 450 brought 200. 10 at 558 brought 210. 13 at 663 brought 187.50. 5 at 750 brought 170. 4 at 828 brought 155. 25 at 851 brought 166.50. 17 at 875 brought 165. Butcher cows were 36 to 108. Butcher bulls brought 109 to 138. Bred cows were 1050 to 1275. Pairs brought 1200 to 1460. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Oh boy.
It's like you better turn my mic back up.
You want to announce the winner?
Yes. Your winner for those two lucky tickets today is Heather Stallman. Congratulations.
Okay, yeah, I'll put your name on a set of tickets out front. You got to pick them up by 4 o'clock Friday. Please pick them up.
Friday's tomorrow.
Yeah. And I got your weather forecast for McLean, Texas. 61 degrees currently. The humidity is 41, 37% humidity. The winds are out of the northeast at 12 with wind gusts up to 18. Peak gust so far today has been 26 miles an hour. 1,700s of rain so far this month. And they don't have a soil temperature deal out there, I don't guess. No red flag minutes today. No sub-freezing minutes today. This is going to be, I guess the wind's going to lay down after lunch out here in western Oklahoma and eastern Texas Panhandle, and it'll be good. So lay down and be nice. It's going to be nice today, nice tomorrow. It's time to get outside and get some work done. Well, joining us in the studio right now is Mr. Jason Redd and Mr. Brent Metter. Do you know either one of these guys?
No, I've never heard of them.
Anyway. It's your show now.
It's mine? Okay. Well, they are here to talk about the Southwest Farm and Home Expo Bull Sale that is coming up. And when is that coming up on?
It's the 1st. April 1st.
2 o'clock. In the afternoon? Is there lunch provided?
No, it's not morning.
Is there lunch provided? That's the real thing. I mean, if there's no food.
Well, no, but they will have food trucks.
Food trucks this year. I like food trucks.
So that's something we've changed up, give a little more diverse feed, kind of what you can get out there and bring some people in. So
that's exciting. We have a lot of really good local food trucks.
We do. That's one thing I think Elk City can be proud of. We've got a lot of those.
That's exciting. So what kind of bulls are we selling? Like, what age groups?
Oh, they're going to be anywhere from yearlings. They're going to be less than 15, 18 months.
I think they can be up to 3 years old, actually. Years. But we don't have very many that are older than 2 years.
Yes, no. They keep them pretty young at our sale. And got a little everything. Looks like we've got a lot of color this year. You know,
yeah.
We went through a stretch where everything was black. And now we've got some Herefords in, and now we're getting some Charolais. So there's going to be something out there for everybody. Yeah. No matter what kind of operation you're running, there's going to be something there.
I saw a couple of red ones this morning where I was that were pretty nice. I think maybe lot 22 and 23, a couple of Sim Angus bulls.
My favorite.
So they look pretty good.
Yeah. No, it's a lot of them are regulars. We've got just a good group of producers that come out every year. I mean, you just know they're going to be there. Mark Boswell is going to be there. John Mollett.
The secret weapon. That's the secret weapon.
You just let it out.
Well, Mark Boswell is the secret weapon.
Okay.
He's going to take it over. Diamond J, you got Becky and James up there at the Panhandle. They've got Herefords every year. And, man, you can curry comb them. And, I mean, they're beautiful animals. But every year, they get the same pins every year. I mean, they've been doing that since I was helping Scott Robinson when I was in high school at this deal.
If you want a calm bull, that's the way to go. Buy one of their Herefords. Yes, yeah. You can comb their hair, rub them on the back.
Oh yeah,
the whole nine.
Oh, they come named and everything.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, but they're good looking bulls. They're good looking.
And who is that again?
Diamond J.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Becky and James. They come out every year. So.
Well, what year is this for the bull sale?
Man, I don't know.
I looked and I didn't see it on here.
I don't think it's on
there's
there.
There's an annual. Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think when I was in high school.
It's like, it's been going on for as long as I can remember.
How old are you?
It's been going on a long time.
So I graduated in 2004. So it was around that 2002, 2003 I started helping Scott Robinson. So it's been going on at least 20 years.
Right.
Probably. Wow. I mean, guaranteed longer.
Right.
So, yep. You know, and all our money goes to scholarships. We give scholarships every year. Students going into an ag degree. Applications. We send them out to the schools, area schools. And that's where our money goes to, and that's something we're proud of.
How much money have you guys done total? Do you know that?
I asked Susie last year before I came to this deal, and I didn't this year.
I don't know a total.
Right.
But they'll give out, I don't know how many scholarships they're giving out, but we probably give out between 6 and 10 scholarships every year.
And that's important. That's what makes this bull sale cool.
That's right.
It's not about the money. It is for the bull breeders, don't get me wrong, but it's for the benefits of going for scholarships because, you know, things are tough.
Yeah, and schools, you know, with some of the cutbacks they're having to face, they're having to raise tuition, they're having to raise their fees, and every little bit helps those kids.
Oh, yeah. For yeah, sure. Somebody found out earlier today she's maybe qualified for some more scholarships.
Some more, yes. Well, coming from an FFA student who's going into agriculture, we appreciate it because it means a big deal.
You know, scholarship. If it wasn't for scholarships, I probably wouldn't went to college. I mean, that paid for all mine.
For sure.
Well, I went to the Army to get my way paid through college, and I ended up farming.
I understand.
Okay.
I'm a farmer without a degree.
Oh well.
Now, the bull sale, it's a good part of the farm show. I mean, it helps bring people to the farm show. Obviously, through, you know, coming out of COVID, it's been tough. It's continuing on the farm show and getting a good attendance. You know, it died down there for a year or two. And,
yes, it did.
And we saw that return of really good attendance last year, and I think it'll be a great weekend this year. It's a good time to come out and see the local businesses advertise their stuff and buy a bull, and we'll get you loaded and get you home before dark, and it's just it'll be a good Saturday.
So because you got this, you still got the same guys helping you with the bull sale?
Oh, it's same group, same guys. Everybody has their spot. Everybody knows where they go, and it runs really smooth. Everybody knows what
the guy with the real cowboy outside, Stacy Fight.
Oh yeah,
he's got that same spot every year.
Everybody's got their spot. Yeah. So, and every year, Stacy threatens to quit, and Heather makes him come back.
I was going to say, Heather's the real boss.
We all know that.
She's pretty quiet about it, but ultimately, Heather's in charge of the bull sale.
Yeah.
So are the bulls out at the lots at the convention center?
So they'll start coming in on Friday. They can start at noon on Friday, and most of those guys will get them in there by 6 o'clock. We do their sell order. We'll draw sell order for those consigners Friday evening, and we usually kind of hang out around the barn until dark 30 or so. And so if you want to come by Friday, starting late afternoon, early evening, all the bulls will be in the pens, and you can walk through them, and we'll have a sell order. We won't have it posted until the next morning, but we'll kind of know what the sell order is later that evening.
Well, they already know what bulls are going to be there anyway.
That's right.
Yep. There's if you're just joining us, Mr. Jason Redd and Mr. Brett Metter are in here, and we're talking about the bull sale coming up, the all-breed bull sale coming up at the Southwest Farm and Home Expo coming up April 1st. And come to the expo. It's free to get in.
That's right.
It's not like a gun
and you
show.
Get free stuff.
$5 to get in. What'd you say?
And you get free stuff.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid, I'd always go and I get the bag. I go to every booth and get, because I always hand out like super little stuff.
That's what I see.
Just make my day.
I see, now you take after your dad, because I seen him doing that at the tables this morning.
I wasn't even there.
We've got some good booths this year. And I know something new they're doing this year. Spencer Smith and Jimmy Smith got together. We're not doing the eggs and issues anymore, but we're starting to do some CEU classes for our sprayers out there, cotton guys and our custom sprayers, kind of help with that deal, kind of get some more attendance going on, there in the morning. And I think they're full. I think they had a really good sign-up on that. We've got some great sponsors that are helping us with that. I know the extension office is going to be there. Just looking at the flyer, I know Kathy Fowler, she's
going to supply lunch.
They'll get a meal ticket. They're going to get a meal ticket and drink, so that's part of their sign-up deal.
Yep.
I know you have to be registered.
I know a lot of those CEU credits are during the week, and people that have a job and work, it's hard to show up, in the morning on a Tuesday or on a Thursday. And so this is a great opportunity to show up on a Saturday and get that knocked out.
Yeah, and I think the way it's already the excitement behind it, more than likely it'll be our regular deal. That'll be our Saturday morning thing. I hope so. Because, these farm shows, they're starting to die around, and we're trying to do everything we can to keep this one going. And we enjoy it as a committee. We've got a great committee. We have a lot of fun. Everybody pulls their weight. And of course, Susie does 99% of it.
That's right.
And then she tells us the other 1% that we've got to do it. We get it done, my gosh. Yes.
Well, talking to Spencer yesterday, I was talking to him on the phone, and they got some pretty good-sized vendors coming in. One from Martin out of Kentucky's coming in.
We've got some new vendors. I didn't bring that list with me. But we've got some seed guys coming out. We've got a lot of our equipment dealers, they're coming in. We picked up some new equipment dealers that have moved into the area. They're coming in. It's going to be a good show.
Yeah.
Our local people come out for this. Our vendors and it'll be a great show. Hopefully the weather. I haven't looked at the weather, but
I hope it's raining.
It'll hang in there. Oh man, if we get rained out, I don't know if anybody will be. Real sad.
I think the bull sale numbers will be up if it's raining.
Well, there's a lot of bull sales this year, and I'm surprised at the bull sales this year, and they're doing well. Mm-hmm. All the bull sales are doing well. Even the one at Roger Mills did really well, because it's surprising me is because people have been culling cows. Mm-hmm. So that just shows you there's hope out there.
They're
banking on hope.
Yep.
They're banking on a rain.
Yeah, that's right.
And at least we know it can still rain.
Yeah.
It's showing it can. There's moisture there. We just have to get it to fall when we need it.
Yeah, and it's, it's wetter than it was last spring, and it was dry.
Yep.
It was terrible dry. And I know people are saying, have you seen my weed? It's got blue spots in it. But I'm telling you, it's still we have sub-moisture, and we didn't have nothing last year.
Yeah, we did. We've been building some pens there at headquarters, and drilling down, there's moisture there.
Yeah.
There's moisture down there.
Well,
the killer bull prices are good.
Oh.
You know, so, I mean, I think you guys said it earlier, like top, like $1.23.
Yeah.
You know, so if you got a 2,500-pound bull that's 6 years old, you know, he's gonna bring a lot of money. He's gonna bring almost $3,000 at the sale barn, you know, for a big mature bull. And so if he's got problems, if his feet are breaking down, his back's breaking down, it's time to take him to the sale barn and upgrade. So, because you'll be able to pick up a bull, you know, at our sale for not much more money than that. You know, you add $1,000 to that, you're gonna be able to take home a nice.
Yeah, bull. And you get to use it for 3 or 4 or 5 years.
That's right.
Take it to the sale barn and get your money back.
Yeah,
where these prices are right now, it's definitely a cow calf guy's market. I mean, you can. You know, if you did sell a bunch of cows and your herd's smaller, you can take that extra money and invest it in a little better quality bull.
Right.
You know, you're not needing to buy five, you can buy two, you know, if your herd's down. And like I said, these sales have been really good, and we're getting to the point where you better have one. If you're going to need a bull,
it's time.
And that's running out of chances.
And that's what usually helps our sale. You get a lot of those last minute guys. They come in and they're like, okay, I need bulls.
Yeah.
And you'll have one guy. I mean, and a lot of times, You'll have a handful of buyers, and they walk out with a bunch of them.
That's right.
Well, there. So 3 years ago, I brought a bull over, and of course, he got an ear infection 2 days before the sale. So I took him to Circle M, and they doctored him up and stuff. And then I had to throw a little waiver in there that sold. And the gentleman from over there around Burns Flat bought him. He didn't bring top dollar, I'll tell you right now. I mean, he was a good bull, but that ear infection, you know, that kind of puts a damper on stuff. But he walked up to me later. He said, I stole that bull.
So, I'm sure he got well.
No, he did. He still has him today, and he loves him. So anyway, but that was my trial and error. This is what I want to do, and I decided after that ear infection and bulls that don't test, and I'm like, I'm done.
It's not for everybody.
It's not for everybody.
There's a lot of work.
They are a lot of work. Yeah. You got to feed them. You got to get them. I mean, it's you don't just let them graze out there in the pasture and bring them to the bull cell. That's not the way that works.
No, it's not. No.
I would know.
You would?
I'm the number one farmhand at the Metteringus Ranch.
Her brother probably would argue that point. But.
I'm the oldest.
You're
I got to say.
You're opening the can of worms.
He might be taller and bigger than me, but he can't take me. No.
Oh, yeah. So, do you guys know whose birthday it is today?
I know that this... Tasha's birthday is today.
My wife's birthday.
Yeah, you better say happy birthday.
There may be another birthday, but I saw on Facebook that it's Tasha's birthday.
So. It's her annual 25th birthday party. So we've been having 25th birthday parties.
Happy 25th, Tasha.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Well, guess who else's birthday it is today?
I'm not sure.
Double that number you just said is Chad Ripito's.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Big 5-0.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow. Chadwick, happy birthday.
I didn't realize he's 50.
I didn't either, but that's what it said on Facebook.
I'd have guessed
he's
older.
Grumpy enough to be 50.
My show ratings are going up. No, I seen.
We love you, Chad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if we love him, but he's okay. But anyway, yeah, his birthday is today. Your wife's 25th annual birthday. I heard about that. Other than that, I don't know who else's birthday it is today. But the producer meeting over there. You was over there this morning, wasn't you?
Monty ran over there.
Oh, that's right.
He was taking notes. Yeah, I couldn't make it over there. I think he and Ron. Hope Monty took good notes.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Rod was right there by him. Yeah. And, but it was packed house.
Was it good?
I went by there at 9:15. I thought, I'm just going to go get me a pop and come back. And I come back, and I had to find I couldn't hardly find a parking spot. So it was great that our producers get out, because both of you guys are producers.
Yep.
It was great that all these producers showed up for this. I thought it was a Beckham County producer meeting, but no, it was a combination of Roger Mills and Beckham.
Well, and that helps those guys over there be able to get their story of what's going on with these programs without having to make 500 phone calls. So
and
at least get the details out there.
And there's so many programs trying to keep them all straight. And, you know, your neighbor might qualify for one and you don't, but you might qualify for this and your neighbor doesn't. So you can't just go off of what you hear at the coffee shop.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, there's a...
I don't know. There's some pretty valuable information at the round tables every morning.
Yeah, I bet there is.
And there's some pretty valuable... And she's been helping me read that deal. And the first time she read it, like, what the heck is this?
I know, lots of acronyms.
Yeah, I know. P stands for program.
Yeah, the P
stands... As far as I go. Yeah.
The P stands for... program. All right, so coming up April 1st, Saturday, there's the whole schedule I'm going to give you right here. If it's not full, you can go in early Saturday morning at 8:30 and get your CEUs at the Southwest Farm and Home Expo. And Gary Strickland's going to be there to talk about grain, sorghum management, wheat control. And I really honestly got a feeling there's going to be a lot more sorghum planted this year. And that's my feeling. Free coffee and donuts, that ought to get you there on time. And then the lunch will be provided by Fowler Agency afterwards. So you got that. And then the at 9 o'clock while the CEU deal is going on, the expo opens to the public all day long. And this is one of my favorite deals at the expo is the FFA Ag Mechanic Show and Silent Auction. I know Mason Tucker and... Mr. Hightower last year, I think they won, if I'm not mistaken. And anyway, they had their some special hay bale picker-upper kind of gadget going on.
Yeah,
they had it going on. So that's going on all day. Go out and support our FFA Ag Mechanics. They're doing a real job. The Ag Mechanics deal is coming almost as popular showing nowadays. And the Antique Tractor Supply will be going on at the South Exhibit Grounds. And then at 2 o'clock, big time. Who's the auctioneer this year?
Monty
is?
Yep.
All right. And he'll be going on at 2 o'clock. Monty gets through that pretty quick. You guys do a good job of making that circle go through there. And loadout is really simple at this bull sale. And they got all kinds of bulls will be there this year. So if you're missing out. If you ain't got your bull yet, don't be that sale barn guy. Don't go to sale barn to buy your bull.
No, that's not the place to get them.
Put some genetics in it.
Yeah, well, all these, you know, they're going to be semen tested. They're guaranteed. They're going to have their health papers or they can't be dropped off. So these are going to be truly turnout ready bulls.
Yeah, because I'm bet Taylor and Joey's already on top of it right now.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, we got that going on. Guys, thank for taking out time, your busy schedule. To come by here, Jason Red and Brett Matters. Who do they call if they got a question on the bull sale? Jason Red.
Well, and they can call the chamber. You can call me.
You can, or me
or Brent. You can find me there. At First National, call there. They'll get you. You know, and then if your power goes out or you have bull questions, you can call me over there at North Fork.
I want to give a shout out to the First National Bank. So years and years and years ago, the First National Bank built those pens, paid for those pens that are out behind the building. And the banks, the other banks have been good to always sponsor this bull sale. And it's really added a good addition to the farm show. And Susie and the chamber do a great job keeping the Elk City story alive and going. And so there's just a lot of things that go on. You know, helping with the bull sale just kind of comes with the territory. Mm-hmm. At the First National Bank, that's how I got started. That's how Jason got started. Right. Rod obviously has helped with it in years past. And so it's just a great thing. It's a great thing for Elk City.
Yeah, no, it is. It's like I said, I mentioned earlier, it's a great group of guys. It's a great program. You know, scholarships. And,
yep.
You know, that's one of the few committees I've been on. I don't see really any turnover.
Nope.
I mean, it's the same guys. No one wants off.
You have to die to get off.
Yeah, yeah. Ask Jimmy Smith.
We're not letting Jimmy Smith.
Smith can't go anywhere.
It's not happening.
Yeah. Rod tried, but he still shows up every year.
Is Jimmy the only one that doesn't wear a cowboy hat?
I don't wear a cowboy hat.
Spencer. Yeah, no, there's a few.
There's several.
There's a few.
I know there's a couple wannabes.
There's a few farmers on there.
Yeah, because really the only true cowboy you got there as far as I'm concerned is Stacy.
Yeah. I mean, and Jason.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Never thought of him as a cowboy.
No, I sit in that office a lot now.
Yeah. Yeah, you walk in there, he's in the office. But thanks, guys, for coming in. You got anything else you want to ask him?
No, thanks for coming in.
All right, thanks for having us.
Thank you. Y'all have a good one.
All right, thanks a lot. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom backs, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale is Monday, March 27th at 1 o'clock at Sweetwater. Featuring over 30 Age Advantage Red Angus bulls, over 45 registered Red Angus replacement heifers, over 50 12 to 18 month old Red Angus bulls, over 50 commercial Red Angus replacement heifers, and over 40 commercial Red Angus first calf heifer pairs. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale info, go to mcintyreredangus.com. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale is Monday, March 27th at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is the basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire is flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Cap Hour, brought to you by
the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau.
You got her. Who you got up for the forecast for Northwest Oklahoma?
I picked ceiling today. It is 55 degrees and feels like 55 degrees. Dew point is 38 degrees today. Humidity is 53%. Wind is out of the north-northeast at 12 miles an hour. And your sun is going to set at 7:50 p.m. Today, they're is going to be a high of 65 degrees. Winds are only going to get up to 10 miles an hour. It's going to remain mostly cloudy. Tonight, there's a 40% chance of rain showers. It's going to get down to 39 degrees. Wind's going to remain at 12 miles an hour. Tomorrow, there's a 40% chance of rain showers at, let's see, the high is going to be 56 degrees. Winds are going to shift from the northeast to the northwest at 7 to 12 miles an hour. Saturday, it's going to be partly sunny and 58 degrees. Not too windy. It's only going to get up to 10 miles an hour. Sunday, it's going to be 59 degrees also, but winds are going to be out of the north. Monday, it's going to be 57 degrees. So it's looking pretty consistent for the next few days, which is kind of nice.
Cool. I'm like Aaron. I'm totally disappointed in you.
I'm sorry.
Why did you not ask your dad who his favorite kid was on air?
Because I know the answer.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is a grassroots organization that gives a voice to Oklahoma farmers, ranchers, and rural committees. Directed and guided by Oklahoma farmers and ranchers, Oklahoma Farm Bureau advocates to our state agricultures in rural communities around our state, at our state capital in Oklahoma City, and in the halls of Congress in Washington, D.C. You can easily join Roger Mills Farm Bureau by going by our office in Cheyenne. Memberships are just $37.50 a year and come with many benefits like insurance, life insurance, free roadside assistance, and discounts with various businesses. Call 580-497-2579 or just go to okfarmbureau.org to join up. And we got to take a quick break because we're
running short.
We're running short.
That's so what happens when you have Brent Menter in the studio. He likes to talk.
You're not his favorite child now. We're going to take a quick break real quick. And when we come back from this Oklahoma Farm Bureau, we'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. And we got some more stuff on cattle. Beef exports are up.
Yay!
They set a record. Anyway, we'll be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Once again, good afternoon, great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, March 17th. 820 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 407 brought 230. 10 at 426 brought 242. 6 at 460 brought 240. 4 at 476 brought 232. 16 at 648 brought 195. 5 at 680 brought 181. 16 at 702 brought 192. 5 head of heifers at 343 brought 225, 4 at 483 brought 207, 10 at 569 brought 194, 3 at 712 brought 175, 18 at 713 brought 177, 11 at 762 brought 176, 7 at 800 brought 144.50, butcher cows were 69 to 107, butcher bulls brought 92 to 116, bred cows were 900 to 1710, pairs brought 1750 to 2200. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Night drivers sure are valuable, and Canyon is offering you a new pay rate. Canyon Oilfield Services is hiring night drivers with Class A CDLs at their Hinton and Chickasha locations. Health, dental, vision and life insurance, a retirement plan, vacation, and a longevity bonus. Now they're offering a new pay rate, and it's excellent. Night drivers, call 580-729-3297. 580-729-3297.
We're the company where employees decide to stay. At Canyon Oilfield Services, the key word is service.
Canyon keeps getting more work. Canyon Oilfield Services is adding 3 roustabout crews, and they're hiring roustabout pushers. If you like getting hours and making money, you'll get 60 to 80 hours a week. These roustabout pushers will work out of the Elk City and Hinton yards. Excellent pay and benefits are waiting if you're ready for them. Call 729-3297. 729-3297. Or go by the Elk City office on Highway 6, a mile and a half south of the golf course.
We're the company where employees decide to stay. At Canyon Oilfield Services, the key word is service.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed and corn, forage sorghum, and Milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with a seed.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back, Jimmy and Jill. Currently here on the Gabe Gadget Mesonet Center here in the studio. It's 58.6 degrees. Humidity's at 57. The winds are out of the northeast at 7 to 10 miles an hour. Do you have, young lady,
in trouble
with your dad? Hobart Farm and Garden long range forecast?
I do.
Let's hear it.
I picked Mangum today. It is 66 degrees in Mangum, and it feels like 66 degrees. Dew point's 49 degrees. Humidity is 55%. Winds are out of the north-northeast at 16 miles an hour. Wind gusts are going to get up to 21 miles an hour today, so hold on to your hats. Sunset is going to set at 7:51 p.m. Today, you can expect a high of 75. It's going to be mostly cloudy. Tonight, there's a 50% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 44 degrees and winds shifting from the east to north at 14 miles an hour. Tomorrow, there's a slight chance of rain showers at about 20%. It's going to be 69 degrees. Saturday, it's going to be 65 degrees and mostly sunny. Sunday, it's also going to be 65 degrees and mostly sunny. And Monday, it's going to be 64 degrees, a little bit more breezy as the winds are going to get up to 17 miles an hour.
Cool. Thank you. U.S. beef exports set record for volume and value in 2022, with expectation to continue into 2023, even with tighter cattle supplies. Global beef exports have hit an all-time record for volume and value, adding more value to U.S. beef cattle and providing markets for products not currently used in this country. Those international markets for beef variety meats boosted exports by 15% in 2022 compared to 21, accounting for $1.24 billion of the total $11.68 billion in U.S. beef exports. John Henners, Senior Vice President of Industry Relations for the U.S. Meat Export Federation, says beef exports added nearly $450 per head of fed slaughter value. Global export value is up 10% from the previous record and nearly 40% above the previous five-year average. Total U.S. beef exports in 2022 hit 1.47 million metric tons. The top eight importers of U.S. beef include South Korea, China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, the Philippines, Singapore, Colombia, Guatemala, and the Dominican Republic. Exports are at an all-time high in both value and volume, says Norman Valls, Jr., former Cattlemen's Beef Board Chair. And I probably said that wrong, but I'm going to go with Valls. How's that? And the real great thing about it is that it's not necessarily ribeyes or T-bones that are going overseas. There's demand for beef lips that are bringing $1.30 per pound, or tongue that's bringing over $2 a pound, and in the U.S., those parts of the beef animal will likely be rendered. CBB Partners with the U.S. Meat Export Federation is developing international demand for U.S. beef in prospective markets through 17 offices, so they're out of value. But out of value, we're adding a lot of value to the beef animal, he said. Exports have added somewhere in the neighborhood of $450 per fed animal back to the industry. Japan, China, Hong Kong, and South Korea were the three largest exports for 2022. And there you have it. It's exciting for the beef industry.
Yes, it is.
So, do you have somebody off the Jimmy's bull and female sale calendar you want to talk about?
I feel like we've only talked about bull sales today. I feel like that's all we've talked about today.
Well, that's what's happening right now.
The Bixler Ranch is having their 20th annual bull sale this Saturday, March 25th at 11 a.m. And it is in Wainoka, Oklahoma. They are selling 57 head of 2-year-old and 18-month-old bulls. And it looks like they have quite a variety of breeds. They've got Angus, Red Angus, Sim Angus, Maine Angus, Charolais Cross, Hereford Cross, Red Cross, and Black Cross. So you can go like their Facebook page, the Bixler Ranch Facebook page, to see videos, pictures, and more info, or go to their website, which is www.bixlerranch.com, or you can call Stan Bixler at 580-829-3574.
The new Penny News, you guys know, is out today. Well, Jerry Nine's got a really good article in here that I want to share with you guys. Yes, our area is still dry, and every day I look at the weather forecast to see if meteorologists are giving us a better chance for moisture in the near future. Weathermen are the only ones who can miss consistently and still get paid well. But it is a science, and it's a prediction. So anyway, I don't look at it. Them weathermen were wrong again.
But anyway, it's Oklahoma.
It's Oklahoma. You're right. It is Oklahoma.
You never know.
Well, normally they get the chance of wind right, even if they don't get the rainfall prediction right. But the weathermen don't have the final say. God does. Last week, a seller sold 3 loads of home-raised steers and heifers. On my way home, I took his check to him. Before I handed it to him, I asked him how much he thought that they brought per head. He said, "I don't know." And I said, "We'll make a guess. Well, maybe the steers brought $1,300 a head," he said. I told him his steers averaged $1,535 per head. They weighed 500 to 850 and probably averaged around 760 pounds. And his heifers were lighter and they brought $1,335 a head. Anyway, it's a good market. Well, I sorted off some heifers to keep for cows and added, I don't know whether I should keep them if they're that high. I told him they probably by fall would be a bred heifer, will be worth somewhere between $1,700 and $1,800 a piece, and calve out as pairs would probably be worth $25,000 to $3,000 a head. But Jerry's Nine said what our area needs more than anything is a good rain. The wheat is trying to green up, and a little bit of cheat and winter grass is showing up in the pastures. However, you cannot believe how many grass pastures are extremely short, looking like there's nothing to eat. So please pray for rain in our area, in the north and the west also. It's a true fact. Our pastures are getting short. So
for sure.
Anyway, a lot of major decisions are going to be probably made in the next 30 days if we don't get some. And I hate to be pessimistic, but it's the truth.
Yes, it is.
What else happened up northwest Oklahoma this weekend?
Yeah, the 27th annual Cattlemen's Ball presented by the Northwest Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation is on March 25th, which is this Saturday, and the doors open at 5 p.m., and you can come and enjoy a great meal at 6 p.m. The live auction will begin around 7 p.m., and the silent auction will be included with that. Casino night will be from 8 p.m. to midnight. I don't even think I can stay up till midnight.
Whatever.
I go to bed. And I got a bedtime. And the dance to county.
How old are you?
I'm 18.
Wow.
I know. I'm an old soul. I really am. And then the dance to county justice will be from 9 p.m. to midnight also. So.
Well, one last thing before the show is over. This is, I thought this was interesting. The annual Iowa Farm Custom Rate Survey released this week by Iowa State University Extension shows custom machine work is on the rise, and so are custom costs. How about that? Of the nearly 100 Iowa farmers surveyed, 20% perform custom work, 14% higher work done, 59% do both, and just 6% don't do any neither. Which is weird. The report is intended to give farmers and agribusinesses a starting point for the discussions and negotiations, not to set rates for specific practices or operators. It reflects that the 2,621 rates farmers, custom operators, and farm managers say they expect to pay or charge this year. So up here in Iowa, estimates for tillage, planting, seeding, spraying, harvesting, farm labor, and other custom services are included with these categories they're doing. A new category is spraying with a self-propelled tall crop sprayer, liquid fertilizer high clearance application with a drop hose and a Y spray nozzles. All right, here we go. The average charge per acre, including tillage, planting, pest control, harvesting, hauling to the farm, no drying, is $152 per acre. for corn, $139.65 for soybeans, and it's up 10.6% from last year. Individual rate averages for 2023 include chopping corn stocks, $14.80 an acre, strip tillage, $24.35 an acre, disking or heavy or offset, $21.75 an acre, rock picking, that'd be where you come in. You got to go out there and pick up the rocks,
okay.
$19.25 an acre. Cultivating, conventional, $14.05 an acre. Planting with fertilizer and insecticide attachments, $27.10 an acre. Drilling soybeans, no-till, $23.05 an acre. Drilling small grain at $17.70 an acre. Drilling a cover crop, $20.40 an acre. Dry bulk fertilizer application, $7.20 an acre. Liquid fertilizer application, high clearance, drop hose, Y-spray nozzles, $13.30 an acre. And anhydrous injection with toolbar, $14.70. Corn combining with chopper head, $44.10 an acre. Soybean combining, $39.90. Small grain, $31.75 an acre. It's not cheap if you gotta hire that out.
No.
But it's pretty normal. Miss Jill, thanks for coming in today.
Yes,
I still
sir.
Can't believe you didn't ask your dad. Anyway, you guys have a great day. This is your Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Cap Hour brought to you by
the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau.
I almost
ate it.
Yep. It's Today in Ag. God bless.
Country music.
Hi, this is Sarah Evans.
Hi, this is Tracy Lawrence.
This is KECO Elk City.
It's all about values. Lisa Brady, Fox News. That's the case President Biden is making for his budget plans as he marks the 13th anniversary of Obamacare.
My administration is focused intensely on building on the progress of the Affordable Care Act, getting more people affordable insurance, lowering prescription drug prices, giving families more breathing room.
The president using that event to call out MAGA Republicans again, accusing them of wanting to help pharmaceutical companies instead of seniors. Republicans are calling for spending cuts as part of a debt ceiling debate. The proposed defense budget is a record $842 billion.
This is a budget aimed squarely at keeping America secure in the world of the 21st century.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin at a House hearing where the Joint Chiefs chairman also defended continued support for Ukraine as part of a broader defense of the system that's prevented world war for decades. As Congress considers banning TikTok, the app's chief executive is giving lawmakers a lot of assurances about security concerns and data privacy.
We have legacy U.S. data sitting in our servers in Virginia and in Singapore. We're deleting those, and we expect that to be complete this year. When that is done, all protected U.S. data will be under the protection of U.S. law.
Also saying they don't and would not give information to the Chinese government, but that's not enough for many lawmakers on both sides of the aisle. New Jersey Democratic Congressman Frank Pallone pressing CEO Shouzhou Xu to commit not to collect health and location data.
This is data that's frequently collected by many other companies.
I know other companies do it. I don't think they should without affirmative consent. You said you want to be a good actor, so why not make that commitment to me today?
Lawmakers also raising concern about kids' mental health. Chu says safety, especially for teens, is a top priority. Fire officials in Massachusetts say some freight train cars have derailed in the central part of the state. They also say there's no hazardous material. America's listening to Fox News.
I'd rather ride a bike with my kids
faster
than ride in an ambulance.
I'd rather have a catch with my dog, Curtis, than catch pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like heart disease, asthma, or diabetes, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Learn more at Prevnar20.com. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Davis Printing.
Yes, sir.
Since 1948, and yep, we're still here. Being in the industry for 67 years has allowed us to experience all kinds of ups and downs. One of the keys to Davis Printing being able to survive in these times was handed down by our father and grandfather. Provide a quality product at a competitive price with unsurpassed customer service. So come see us for your printing and signage needs and let us hotshot that puppy right out for you. Davis Printing, a family tradition since 1948.
Go.
Let's go.
96.5 KECO.
It don't take too much to get the wheels turning round and round in my head. Top shelf in Cuervo, I know it's gonna stir up every memory she left. Still burns, I can't lie, when I think about the good before goodbye. Guess that's what I'm drinking on tonight. Turns into 2 a.m. You know what's next. Get you looking for a text. Get you checking your phone again. Make you stay all night. It'll give you a million reasons why.